Right. Thank you. Agenda paper 1F discusses the proposed composition of the consultative group on the management commentary project. So the call for nominations for the consultative group was issued on 9th of March, and it remained open until 20th of April. In the call for applications, we stated that we were looking for experience in using management commentary and in understanding user needs, and also for experience in implementing or developing management commentary regimes. We have received 35 applications for membership in the consultative group, and in addition, 4 organizations applied to participate as observers. In considering the applications we have received, we assess them against the criteria announced in the call for nominations. We have also considered the need to achieve an appropriate balance of perspectives, both in terms of geography and background of the members. So what we propose to do is to accept 17 out of 35 applications for membership, and also to accept all organizations who applied to participate as observers. We think that our proposed composition of the consultative group will achieve the appropriate balance of perspectives and will provide the input that the board will need in developing proposals for updating the management commentary practice statement. You can find the detailed demographics of the proposed membership of the applicants and observers in the appendix in agenda paper 1F. And our question for you is whether you have any comments or questions on the proposed membership. And also, if it would be helpful, I can walk you through the proposed next steps.
Yeah, I think, can we discuss Wiseman's particular question that he raised earlier?
Yeah, because my question is, I just to understand better the process that is followed in getting names for people to serve on these consultative groups. Because I just find it difficult to accept that in the whole African continent, including South Africa, Egypt, and so on, and the Middle East, you cannot find a person who fits the criteria. And, of course, as a trustee, I was not approached. And really, serving on this consultative group, I believe that it's such an important issue that if the standard setters, national standard setters, and other institutions that should respond fail to respond, at least as a trustee coming from that region, I must be notified. This is an important point in terms of ensuring broad participation and promotion of implementation, adoption and implementation of the standards.
Right. Thank you for your question. So as I explained, so first of all, the board added the project on the agenda in November, and the next thing we've done, we thought about whether a consultative group would be helpful. So at the time, trustees and DPSC were informed that the board was considering whether to set up a consultative group to support this project. Later, the board decided that having a consultative group would be helpful, and again, trustees and DPSC were informed of that decision. We issued a public call for nominations in March. We issued a press release that was all publicly available on our website. We have not approached any of the trustees individually, so we haven't done it in addition to having this public announcement in our website. We have considered all the applications that we have received. As you can see in the appendix in agenda paper 1F, we haven't received many applications from Africa and Middle East. We only received 3 applications from the entire region. And unfortunately, the applications we have received from that region did not satisfy the experience that we were looking for that consultative group.
And in addition to putting the material on our website, we did take active steps, not to approach trustees, you're correct, but to approach national standard setters and others we knew to make them aware and to encourage them to find applicants. So we did put quite a lot of work in addition to the public announcement on the website, yeah?
Sorry, I just feel like just the principle of when consultative groups like this are being set up, really there must be an extra effort. We can't afford to develop a global standard, and when there's an opportunity to participate in that and not go an extra mile to make sure that all the regions actually participate. I don't believe that it's not possible to find suitable people. It's just that there's something deficient about our own network, the institutions that we approach, and so on. So really, I believe that as a trustee, I can actually help in that. Because it's such an important principle about the legitimacy and broad ownership of the standards themselves.
Yeah, in fact, that's what I was wondering. The wide dissemination of this kind of a requirement, I find somewhere we have not been able to achieve. Because I find nobody from Asia region also in that sense, you know, very marginal, no institutions, number of people either. But my second point is exactly what you were saying. Is it a closed issue now? Even if it is, I would suggest that let's not close it. We require wide participation, and I think we should provide some more laxity in terms of timing and get a wider group of people to work upon it.
Michelle, you had your hand up.
Thank you. No, I was asked, there's two things. One, question, is it too late, and can we provide, you know, some airspace for more, you know,
I was
for
just
later joiner?
Yeah,
and then
I
maybe
was
a second point was, there's an there's further material in the deck about, you know, the ask around sustainable finance and the use of sustainable in financial reporting. And I was wondering to what extent that group is, you know, represented in your among the organization and whether or not you've considered making sure that that voice was represented effectively.
Right. So a couple of things in respect to this question. So first of all, the board decided to go forward with a narrow scope project. So we are looking just at management commentary. We are not sort of addressing broader financial reporting in general. Of course, in developing management commentary, we will consider how broader financial reporting in general helps to understand and interpret IFRS financial statements. And so we were looking, for the purposes of this consultative group, we were looking for relevant experience with management commentary rather than a broader set of subject matters. All that being said, the consultative group is not going to be the only channel how we will engage with stakeholders. In addition to working closely with consultative group, we will engage with a broader group of stakeholders, for example, in one-to-one meetings. So we'll make sure that we can see the all relevant perspectives.
Let me try something here. I think what I'm hearing is the sense of the committee that simply stopping here with no representative from Africa and the Middle East is not something that we are terribly comfortable with. And I know that the committee is being asked to sign off on the makeup of the committee, and I honestly don't want to call that question, having heard what I've heard. What I would like to propose is that we, in effect, do two things simultaneously. One is that we ask the staff to redouble its efforts with the help of Wise Man and Mohammed and anyone else who they believe can be helpful to find an appropriate representative, and that subject to that continuing effort, we ask this committee to approve the makeup of this management commentary group with that potential addition. Michelle?
On the point I was making, my understanding actually was that this project was actually one of the avenues we were providing for the promoters of inclusions of financial reporting of sustainable finance, you know, metrics or criteria. And unless I'm mistaken, and I'm a bit surprised that you're saying that that's not in scope, basically, because I understood that to be the case, basically.
Can I maybe give some colour?
Sure.
I think what Yulia is saying is, of course, technically correct, that it's a management commentary practice statement project, not a sustainability reporting type project.
Yeah, yeah.
But obviously we need to have a good understanding of those other regimes, because what we're trying to do is create a good link between what we do and what they do. And so what we do have in our group already, and what we are interested in, is people with knowledge of those other regimes so that we can tap into the relevant parts of their thinking as part of the development of this project. But it's not as if we're doing, you know, sustainability reporting per se. We're rather looking at the aspects of reporting to investors that think more broadly about key drivers of performance, etc., which is why we're just careful with the use of the words. But you are right, that type of expertise is still relevant to what we're working on.
Elsa?
Can I just enforce Michelle's question and ask that if we take a second round, that we also get some insight into the balance of the background of the people in the committee? Because the background is now only from the regulators and the user's perspective, but it could also be from a more of a content perspective, so that you can see whether this is really addressed.
Okay. Being mindful of the time, I assume we have a crowd outside, although maybe not. Depends on how people interested people are. Is the committee willing to entertain my substitute motion? Would someone make it? A second? Any comment on it? Any discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Okay, let us take that as we've passed the substitute motion I've described. I believe there's no other business for the public session. Does anyone else have anything?
Correspondence.
Oh, I'm sorry, correspondence, yes.